Welcome to Days at Dogwood Canyon, a nature podcast brought to you by Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center in Cedar Hill, Texas. This is a podcast that will take you into our 200-acre wildlife preserve in the heart of the DFW Metroplex. Take a quick weekly break with us and get outside with the fresh air, the trees, and of course, the birds. I'm Kirsten, the Center Coordinator, Community Programs here at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center. And today, we're going to take a deep dive into one of the birds you can see in our preserve pretty much all year round. If a bird remains in a habitat throughout the year, they are called a year-round resident. This bird doesn't migrate long distances from one region to another. They live their whole lives in one area. Before we dive into this bird, I do want to apologize, listeners, to the delay in our new podcasts. But as you can probably tell from my voice, I have been under the weather for a little bit. So we're getting back into it, and let's get started with this one. The year-round resident we're going to talk about today is probably pretty familiar to a lot of you. The northern cardinal, Cardinalis cardinalis. These birds can be found throughout the eastern part of the United States, from West Texas up through Oklahoma, Kansas, southeast Nebraska, the southeastern tip of South Dakota and Minnesota, over to the East Coast. Every state along the East Coast has resident northern cardinals. You can even find them in portions of southern Arizona down into Mexico. Male cardinals are large songbirds, ranging from 7.5 to 9.25 inches in length, with a long tail, a short, very thick bill, and a prominent crest on their head. Males are brilliant red with a black mask and throat. The bill is a bright orange color. The female cardinal is the same size as the male, also with a crest on the head and a short, thick bill and long tail. Females, however, are a pale brown overall with warm reddish tinges on the wings, tail, and crest. Juvenile northern cardinals will look like the females without the brightly colored bill. When males and females of the same species are different colors, we call that sexual dimorphism. Now, as we said before, cardinals do not migrate. They tough it out through all seasons wherever they call home. Unlike many colorful songbirds, they only molt once a year. So what you see is what you get all year long. They will typically molt at the beginning of spring to display their brilliant colors to attract a mate. By the time winter rolls around, they often look a little ragged. Cardinals tend to sit low in shrubs and trees, or they'll forage on or near the ground, and you'll often see them in pairs. They are opportunistic feeders, looking for all types of seeds. Adults will use their hefty bill and tongue to extract seeds by cutting or crushing the shells. They will also eat insects, fruits, and snails. Yes, snails! They have been seen peeling off the skin of wild grapes to get to the juicy fruit on the inside. That sounds like an awful lot of work. Northern cardinals stay together for one or more breeding seasons once they pair off, but they do not mate for life. Staying together as a couple is often dependent on how successful the couple is raising chicks. If things go well and all or most of the chicks survive, they may stick together for another season. If things go poorly, they may go their separate ways and look for a new mate the following year. The male cardinal is infamous for fiercely defending its breeding territory from other males, even if it is its own reflection in a glass surface. We've probably all seen this. Males will frequently spend hours fighting with their imaginary intruder in that glass or the side view mirror of a car. Male cardinals use song as a way to attract mates and announce their presence to other male cardinals. Boys always get all the credit for singing, but new research is telling a different story. The female cardinal is one of North American female songbirds who sing. The female will sing while sitting on the nest to give her mate information about what food to bring to the nest. We've all been there, right? The grocery store list we've all texted to our male counterparts at least one time in our lives. A mated pair may also share song phrases, but the female may sing longer and slightly more complex songs than the male. So where can you see this brightly colored bird at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center? Great question, listeners. You can quite frequently see both males and females at our Canyon View lookout. We have several bird feeders filled with safflower seeds and black oil sunflower seeds, two of the cardinal's favorite foods, at this viewing area. You can access the area by entering the visitor center and walking up the stairs in the back left corner past the gift shop. There are chairs and benches to sit for a while and bird ID guides to help you identify all the birds who visit. You can also see northern cardinals throughout the preserve on most of our walking trails, at the outdoor bird blind, and in our nature play area. When can you see them? Well, if you've been listening, you already know. All year round. Remember, northern cardinals are a year-round resident wherever they call home. I hope to see you out at Dogwood Canyon Audubon Center soon, looking for the northern cardinal.